Every day, the media's eyes and mouth is on the Middle East. Area A, B, C, one state, two, three, boom. The doom and gloom of sensationalism. Representations of violent nations hypen up the anxiety. So we're waging walls versus peace, wailing behind boundaries that decrease our view of you and me. It is the fear, or dispensationalism, nationalism, whichever the mechanism keeping us in submission to this division, to this racism. It's the work of the institution, not the work of the human. Everyday peace seeks the jihad that comes from within. That's what it is to be Muslim, Christian. Within is where the peace movement begins. Check in at Tent of Nations. Every day, threatened by occupation and land confiscation, still they choose to use their vegetation as an education for reconciliation. Meanwhile, Medis is pursuing peace, making Taiba beer. Beer, the zippy alternative to fear, brings a gathering of music and cheer for Palestinians and Israelis to encounter the other as blood brother. And at the forefront of the Army of Peace is the Balata refugees following Mahmoud's lead, while hanging on to their house keys with hopes that one day they too will prune their olive trees. Everyday peace looks for the alternative narrative. It is an active pursuit of grace, even in the disgrace. It is to see that behind the Palestinian bomber is a youth who lost his father. It is to understand that behind an Israeli attack on Palestinian land is the ache for 6 million Jews. It's not to make an excuse, but it helps to put yourself in someone else's shoes. Like Sami and Shaul, Palestinian and Israeli peacemakers risking their lives to bring their youth together. Through play and dialogue, they help clear the fog of years of war, giving space for Israelis and Palestinians to be friends. Every day you can find Jamal in the House of Grace, giving ex-prisoners a space for life transformation, a chance to begin again. Milad and Minar raised up the House of Hope, raised up creativity to cope, House of Activity to free the mind's captivity, equip it for possibility. Liel used his past experience as an Israeli soldier to look a little closer, found the truth in seeing Palestinians are human beings. Ben and Moira teaching us the greatness of radical forgiveness in the face of tragedy. Family turned to casualty, they discover unity with the so-called enemy. Everyday peacemakers living in another reality, the one of pro-humanity, the one of humility and bravery, an obstinate persistence for coexistence or nonviolent resistance. Hussam took this position along with fellow Muslims, Jews, and Christians who, despite water restrictions, checkpoints, and curfews, they are peacemakers and refuse to be enemies. Trading stones and drones, cyclones of retaliation for God's imagination, a creative collaboration to discover empathy for the enemy, because everyone is bereaved, and it's all family, Abraham's seed, every day, peace.